Hello.
Yes, hello, Ms. Perkins.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. I spoke with you yesterday regarding Ms. Way.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is she in the house? Do you know? Because of course I called her again and she doesn't pick up.
She should be. I'm not sure.
Okay. But did you see her earlier today?
Yeah, briefly, yeah. What's going on? I'm confused.
I'm coming today to get her client service agreement signed and to do a wellness check, meaning I have to see her face-to-face in the home. That's what I spoke with you yesterday. I was explaining that, but I had to come by there today.
Okay. Okay. Because, you know, I see her in the morning.
In the morning, yeah, I know. The reason I was calling you is because she doesn't respond. So that's why I've never gotten her on the phone ever. So that's problematic. I mean, so if I can't get the client on the phone, I'll try to get the caregiver, even regardless of your shift. It is problematic, though, that she doesn't answer the phone. Because in the long run.
Right, because I explained to them several times. She doesn't have a working phone. Like, phone, she calls off, she calls off of Wi-Fi a lot. So, sometimes if her Wi-Fi is out or something like that, she can't get, it's like really weird. I've been trying to tell her to get a regular, like, free phone, small phone for the longest.
She could have got a mama phone. She's on Medicaid. She could have got one of those phones for little to no cost. But she's going to have to get something because she's receiving home care. And if the insurance company can't get in with, they'll definitely cut her services.
Right. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm. So I'll try. Yeah. I'll go by the house and see what's going on.
Yeah, but like I said, like I'll buy the, like I've been trying to get a phone for the longest.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
So I'll try to reach out to her.
Okay.
Or whatever.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay.